hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring it's like sealed. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Like I said, if it sounds like I'm dragging just a little bit, it's because of Ocean Fest last week. I'm putting all the blame on that event, our little beach party there in South Florida. It was huge. We probably did a little damage, killed a few brain cells.
And, yeah, it sounded like you had so many. What day did you get home from Ocean Fest? Did you come home on Sunday?
It was either yesterday or Monday.
So you got home on Monday.
It's all a blur. I don't know.
Why? Today is Saturday.
Yes. And your point is what? Hey, you haven't been to Ocean Fest lately, have you, Bill?
If you can't see his point, there's a problem there. He has no hair to cover it with.
Hell. Oh.
Yeah. Well, let me just put it this way. This year's Ocean Fest was definitely one for the record books. There are stories that happened at Ocean Fest, or things that happened at Ocean Fest that we cannot talk about on the radio.
Court order.
Sure yes. We can.
And... But I don't know. That's what makes a good Ocean Fest. There has to be at least a story or two, and trust me, there's definitely a couple.
You know, that was by far the most enjoyable Ocean Fest that I've been to yet.
The weather was spectacular.
It was absolutely. The bikinis were even better than the weather.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not talking about just the mermaids here, although the mermaids are always spectacular. But it was just amazing. Just everyone in their, you know, bare feet. Swimsuits walking through there. That was sort of refreshing for a dive show. It's got to be the most unique venue for a dive show anywhere.
It is. You know, you get to walk around in your swim trunks, hang out with your diving friends. It almost is like a Scuba Radio homecoming now after 11, 12 years of doing this.
It depends on how fat you are, whether you're hanging out or not.
Well, a good point. Yeah, I'm telling you, that Speedo, Pete. Mm. You need to do something about that.
You were winking at me.
Hey, now! But, you know, it's a great opportunity for me to catch up with all my South Florida diving buddies. Jeff from South Florida Diving Headquarters was there, Captain Cocktail, and living up to the name. And we're hanging out at the bar with Martin Stepanek, world record free diving champion. As last week, he did a breath hold of like 6 minutes, 45 seconds.
He didn't hit seven?
No, he didn't
he
hit
said
seven.
He
was too
seven.
Distracted, he said. There was too many people around. Yeah, it might have been the mermaids. That was
his,
my point.
His breathing sort of increased.
I was trying to throw him off his game, and I think I did. So I'm talking to him at the bar after the event, right? And we're talking about his freediving courses, and Jeff and I are saying, yeah, we need to do this. We got this dolphin dive liveaboard we're going to do in September.
But he charges.
He charges, but he,
it's
you
not
know,
free.
It's a 2-day course, and I said, yeah, let's, could we do this? He said, yeah, and Jeff goes, hey, Greg, I want to do this too, but you know what? Let's make it interesting. Let's put something on the table. Let's make a bet. And he says, whoever can free
sounds
dive.
Sounds like you're putting something out on the table.
Whoever can free dive the deepest after Martin Stepanek's breath hold or free diving course will win the bet. Now, if he wins, he gets to do Scuba Radio for the week. He gets to host Scuba Radio for a week. And I'm like, okay. The downside of it, this gives me a
wait,
weekend
wait,
off.
Wait, hold on. You say he's going to win that, or is that the penalty?
No, that's what I'm thinking, but he wants to be the host of Scuba Radio for a week. I'm like, okay. And so if I go deeper than you and I win the bet, Jeff, you have to sit through an entire edition of Scuba Radio at a remote site in a Scuba Radio mermaid outfit. That's 2 straight hours,
that would
baby.
Be a merman outfit for
you. Well,
no.
Not necessarily.
No.
Not when we're talking about Jeff Terode from South Florida Diving Headquarters. By the way, let me give you his phone number. 1-800 771-DIVE. Call him up and say, you are going to look good in a mermaid outfit, young man.
He's gonna have to wear the cups. There's no question in my
mind. He's gonna need the support.
The seashells.
You're so silly.
There's no question in my mind. He needs them.
You know, I don't know how I got him suckered into this bet, but I don't see me losing either way here. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's the beautiful thing about making a bet after you've been drinking
after beer 30.
Exactly. So that is on the. We'll see how this unfolds, but between now and September, we're gonna do that. Course with Martin Stepanek and increase our dive.
In on that. I want to come in on that. I think that'd be fun.
Well, maybe. Are you,
I'll bring the tanks.
Are you going to dress up as a mermaid tail if we can dive deeper than you after the
thing?
I don't
think you want me in a mermaid tail. They don't stretch that big.
Mm-hmm.
And by sheer coincidence on the phone line, someone who apparently lost a bet and gets to come on to join us after this conversation.
Ah! Well, I know she feels honored. That'd be Megan Heaney Greer. She's a world record free diver in her own right. And she's on Scuba Radio!
Hey, Megan!
Well, hello.
All right, do you feel happy or do you feel like you just lost a bet? Megan, come on.
Oh, come on, you guys. Don't be so rough on yourselves.
Yes.
This isn't like losing a bet.
Yeah,
Good to talk to you guys.
I know. It's been too long. Megan, how you been?
You know, I've been good, but very, very busy. So my apologies on the long spans here in between phone calls. But I'm doing well. Yeah, keeping busy and can't really complain.
Yeah, now Megan's a world record free diver in her own right. She also works as a stunt double. She worked on the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, and she's in movies and TV and God knows what else. And she has a really bad cell phone, but... She is right now. You're on TV on what, ESPN2, hosting some kind of shark fishing show, or what's going on there, Megan?
Shark fishing
right.
show.
Well, before I answer that question, first I have to back up. Can you not hear me very well?
Yes, I hear you now.
Oh, okay, good. So the other thing is, I have to actually correct you, Greg. I never was a world record holder.
Oh, you are in my book.
Well, thank you. That's quite the compliment.
That ain't Greg's world.
You and David Letterman both got it wrong, you know.
Megan, you've put up with Greg far longer than anyone else has. How about that?
Well, fair enough. Me and Dave, we're kind of one of the same. What are you going to do, Megan?
They both go to Wikipedia for their information.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you are the U.S. Women's U.S. Freediving Champion, or at least at one time you had that record, right? Or is it still in standing?
No, it's not still in standing. My claim to fame with freediving is I established the first ever constant weight freedive record for men and women in the U.S.
Which is like the best record in the world.
Okay, it was the first one.
That's right. It is. Yeah, okay, go ahead, Megan. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So anyway, yes, I'm hosting a show. I hosted. I am done doing with my part of the work. Now it's airing. It's on ESPN2. It's called the Quiznos Madfin Shark Series. And basically, a lot of people they said, oh, what are you doing? You know, you're going, down to Florida for a week or whatever, because I'm out in Colorado right now at the moment. And, I would tell them, I'm hosting a catch and release shark tournament, and they're like, wait a minute, I thought you liked sharks, and what's the deal? And I said, listen, this type of thing could be, and is, I think, some of the best stuff for sharks. Yes, it's catch and release, all that stuff. The best thing is to see people getting excited about this animal, because it's not like a manatee or a dolphin or a whale that's kind of, got the cute and cuddly reputation that can get a lot of movement behind it to conserve and the environment for the animal and to protect the animal. So when you get people excited about something like a shark, to me that's really exciting, because I love sharks. They're my absolutely most favorite thing on the planet. And the thing is once you get the conservation dollars behind an animal like that, you can really start making a difference. And just in fishing licenses alone, so much goes to, into the environment as far as the catch and release topic, So it's a pretty cool thing. And I think people getting excited about sharks is killer.
Yeah, and absolutely. And when you guys, when they catch them, they probably weigh them and they measure them and that whole thing, and then they release them too, I would imagine. So there's a little bit of research going on there during the Madfin Shark Series as well, isn't it, Megan?
Well, I can't really speak on whether there was any research going on. I don't believe there was any research going on.
Well, they have to weigh them for the competition.
No, they don't weigh them. They measure them.
Okay.
They take the sharks out of the water, which is also another really good thing. Of course, you know, when they catch them, they bring them up to the boat. They have wrapped the boats. All the boats have been wrapped, and they have numbers on the side to measure them. So they just hold the tail in the water and bring the leader around to the, you know, and kind of hold it up against the boat to measure it. And they get extra points to get the hook out, which the game is all, you know, all about points. So it encourages all the captains to really work hard to get the hooks out. They're not allowed to use stainless steel anyway in the event a leader breaks or something like that. It will rust out pretty quickly. And it's all in all, it's a pretty cool deal. And like I said before, I think people getting excited about sharks is really important. And as long as the animal's swimming away healthy and alive, I think it's a good thing.
Absolutely. It's Quiznos Madfin Shark Series on ESPN2. It airs every Sunday. What is it? 9:30 a.m. it looks like, every Sunday on ESPN2.
So on the East Coast, right. Yeah, East Coast is 9:30.
Very good. Now, what else you got on the docket there? You doing some movie stuff, or are you kind of just hanging in Colorado, kicking back right now?
Oh, man, Greg, you know me better than that.
You're
you
doing
know
something.
I never just kick back. I never sit on my laurels. But the thing is, right now I'm actually working on my biology degree. And I'm still doing commercial work and stunt work because that's so much fun. So when that comes in, I love to do that. And, still doing, you know, commercials, TV. I have a dolphin commercial airing right now. I'm getting lots of emails from friends and family. And
a dolphin commercial? What do you mean a dolphin commercial?
It's just I'm swimming with dolphins on the commercial. It's for one of the places up in Orlando, so that's been airing for a while.
Not for tuna fish?
Oh, wait, what, you mean like Discovery Cove or something like that?
That's the one.
Really, that's you?
Yeah.
You're that hot chick in the Discovery Cove commercial. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shucks. You're going to make me blush.
No, get out. No, that's cool. We'll see. Well, I didn't know that. See, I know.
Yeah.
She pops up in all kinds of things every once in a while. And sometimes you don't realize it's Megan until we talk to her. You know,
exactly.
And then you have to go back and watch it again. Kind of like the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Those scenes you told me that you were doing the stunt double stuff for the girl in that movie.
I'll tell you what, Johnny Depp never looked better than when Megan was diving
for. No, that was not
it.
Megan.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Hey, watch it, buddy.
Exactly. Yeah, leave it to Bill to ruin the mood. But, Megan, but you're doing well. You're working it hard, and you got to stay in touch there, okay?
Absolutely. Will do. And, not too far away in the future. I'm going to be graduating with my biology degree and working on all sorts of things like that. So you just never know what the future holds.
Well, there you go. And it's freediver.com is your website, I believe, isn't it?
That's right. And I will be calling you back when I actually get my stuff together here to get the launch, because it still says coming soon. School has proven to be extremely, it keeps me very busy. So I haven't actually got...
But check out her IMDb page.
IMDb?
IMDb, Internet Movie Database.
But don't hold your breath.
Okay, well, there you go. Freediver.com.
She can do it for 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
She's good. She's a good free diver. But I'm going to catch up to her and let Jeff host the show. That's going to happen.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
What truly lurks beneath the sea? What mystery awaits?
We belong to the sea, to the waves, you and me. Living in the ocean so blue. We belong to the sea, of the wild we are free. A minute everlasting with you.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know, I was talking to some of the guys in the studio and said, hey, we need to take care of our online listeners. What about all those widget listeners at scubaradio.com that are catching up with the show because they're out diving today? We should be able to hook them up with a Sharkwater DVD.
Those bastards get nothing.
No, we're going to give them at least a shot at winning one of those Sharkwater DVDs, which is now available nationwide at your local DVD retailer, available on Blu-ray disc as well as a regular format DVD.
I'm impressed with your widget there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
It was actually pretty simple to install.
Yeah,
the Wonder Widget.
It's a Wonder Widget. The Wonder Scuba Radio Wonder Widget. Scuba Radio Wonder Widget? I don't know.
So is it a underwater widget?
Yeah, maybe. But here's what we'll do. We'll allow you to email your name, address, and phone number to info@scubaradio.com up until Friday of this week. That would be May 2nd at midnight. So email your name, address, and phone number to info@scubaradio.com. We'll put you into a random drawing for one of those Sharkwater DVDs.
You won't be able to do that unless you embed that widget.
Well, no, you don't have to embed the widget. But you ought to embed the widget into your website if you have one, or put it on your MySpace.
Does that ever work in a bar late at night? I need to embed my widget or I'm going to die.
It would be a nice experiment to try it at the bar. Actually, I think it was. I think I heard that line a couple times at the Bahia Cabana last week.
Yeah, Oceanville. It was Jeff though, and he was talking to you.
And no, it did not work. Hey, by the way, Aaron's standing by from Liquid Assets TV. We're going to tell you how to be a star of a new diving reality TV show.
Fun.
That's momentarily, but coming up in just a couple minutes. But first, I got to do a little shout out to our friends down in Key Largo, Kenny and the gang down there at Ocean Divers.
Yo, Kenny!
Have done a very good thing with another one of these groups that, you know, kind of like, you know, we had the guy on from Suds.
Right.
Last week.
Yes.
Who are, like, wounded warriors. And
yes.
Where they're taking, army guys, folks that have been injured in war in
yes.
Afghanistan and Iraq, and they take them diving. They,
yeah,
a lot of these,
no one washed out of that program.
Yeah. And anyway, there's several groups out there. If anything, it's hard to keep track of them all, but the diving industry is definitely stepping up to the plate. And one of the groups, Wounded Soldiers and Their Families for the 101st Airborne Squad, I want to thank Scuba Pro, Kenny and the gang down there at Ocean Divers, where they kind of talked to the folks at Scuba Pro and said they wanted to host these guys down there, and Scuba Pro donated like $5,000 worth of regulators and things to the Eagle Divers. That's what they were calling their group, to help out that those soldiers. So it's kind of, soldiers helping soldiers. The divers down there at Ocean Divers, some of them are veterans. And they wanted to take these folks diving. So we wanted to give a little shout-out, or I should say the 101st Airborne and Eagle Divers wanted to say thank you to Scuba Pro.
I wonder.
And that's nice of Scuba Pro to step up. That's just one example of the dive industry, coming to the plate, helping out our veterans and wounded warriors and, doing what they can to show their support.
Supported us.
Exactly.
And 101st Airborne, I'm wondering if it's new veterans or older veterans. 101st.
Most of these guys are actually pretty new. I hope you don't mind me mentioning this, Greg. We have Operation Bottom Time on Scuba Board.
Yeah.
And we have a way that you can actually go diving with these veterans.
Right.
Go right on Scuba Board. You can sign up. And not only can you go diving with them, but you can learn how to be a helper for not just wounded veterans, but for any disabled scuba diver. It's really a great program.
Yeah. Well, you're right. But there are several groups of veterans and veterans groups or wounded warrior groups like Suds, the Wounded Warriors, this group in their club. And there's a ton of groups trying to do this across the country, and a lot of them have been going to the dive industry to, hey, we want to do something that kind of gets our mind off of our injuries and really help us out in the dive industry, stepping up. Scuba Pro gets props for doing that. Absolutely. And Ocean Divers down in Key Largo, and I know Conk Republic, Gary, and their group, they're taking some...
That's the Operation Bottom Time. That's
yeah.
Suds.
Oh, okay, yeah, Suds, right. They're doing that here in the middle of May, I believe. So check them all out. Show your support. And, of course, if we hear about it, feel free to share it with us here at Scuba Radio, and we'll give them the proper exposure they deserve. All right, more coming up. How to be a star and be a diver to boot. That's coming up next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Forespins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Forespins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Forespins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Forespins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Someone who has a taste for rum as much as myself.
No way.
Yeah, I'm serious. He can hold his own when it comes to hanging at the bar. And that's Aaron Falls from Liquid Assets TV, liquidassets.tv. And he is on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing good. I just want to say for the record, I was there every night with Greg. There was no embedding of widgets whatsoever.
No embedding.
All right, now, but, now when you say...
I was watching for it because it makes for great TV, and he's just like, there was none.
Hey, there's certain things that should stay off the air. And that was one of them.
Like what, Greg?
Well, I mean, you know, maybe if you do a DVD thing, uncensored, Liquid Assets Uncensored, maybe we could pull it off. But
Greg does
that's
widgets.
Too hot for TV. Trust me.
We're pulling off widgets. What are we doing?
I don't know. Okay. All right, let's talk about what's going on in September on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. There, Aaron, what's going on here with this Liquid Assets TV thing?
Yeah, we're really psyched. We're shooting a couple of pilots for television. We decided to use the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 to do it. I lobbied for it because I just thought it was one of the nicest boats that I'd ever dove off of. In the Caribbean, I think it's unmatched. And we just wanted real divers. We're basically, one of the pilots is a month, you know, behind the scenes in the life of a liveaboard dive crew, what these guys go through. You know, to get the boat ready for, you know, for the 20 guests or whatever it is, you know, week after week. And we just decided it was time to show it from their side of the cabin, you know, from their deck. And we're really excited about it. We wanted real divers to be a part of that.
And the name of that pilot, is there a working title for this show?
The Over-Under.
The Over-Under. Okay, I like that little kind of gambling... connection there as
it
well, maybe.
It would sell better if they had widgets in the title.
Oh, well, trust me. He's already thinking along those lines.
It's a working title. Yeah.
It's a working title. Exactly. All right, well, let's see. There's another show, too. You're going to actually film two of them, but let's take a break and regroup because I want to find out what they're shooting, what they're looking for, and who knows, maybe we can make you a star.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Brace yourself for immediate disintegration.
Oh, my.
Sometimes we act, sometimes it's nice. Sometimes it's deep, sometimes it's bright. Sometimes we talk about it and plan a next dive because it's all that we have on our mind. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold. Sometimes the reef colors explode. And then we talk about it on our Scuba Diving Show. Scuba Radio.
LiquidAssets.tv. Yeah. That's where Aaron is from. He's going to be the host of one of these TV shows that are going to shoot in September on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard. You can go to liquidassets.tv and literally sign up right there online and be a part of this production.
And I know that Aaron's really already worked through a lot of these details, but Aaron, you know, I have a lot of great ideas, just tons and tons and tons of them. If I can suggest.
Uh-oh.
I know this over-under thing, something you're working with. You probably got a direction you're going with. Think about this as an alternative, though, Aaron. What about if you make it like one of those British comedies and you ask, are you being embedded? That's that would be the working title. Are you being embedded? And if John Cleese is available, more power to you.
Or are you doing it in Australia?
Well, I guess we'll have to talk to his agent, you know? Why not? Sure.
It'll, the Wizard of Oz.
It'll involve a parrot and maybe some spam. I don't know. But,
the interesting thing about the over-under is it's kind of going to write itself. I mean, we're just there kind of following people enjoying their vacation. And, you know, it's from the perspective of the crew, but we don't feel the need to kind of write anything for that one in particular. It's just going to kind of unfold as it does. And we're excited about it. We really, really are.
Well, so. God knows, in the many years we've been doing Scuba Radio, we've many times wondered, what would we talk about week after week? And then we go to a dive show or we go out on a dive trip, and then we realize, oh, my God. There is so much stuff going on behind the scenes and just different issues between divers, between the crew. I do. I think you really got a pretty cool idea here, Aaron, and we're going to actually throw the Scuba Radio crew into the mix, too. I think we're going to send one of the Scuba Radio mermaids out on one of the trips in September and see how she can shake things up, so to speak, during the production.
It's true. One of the weeks is Scuba Radio Week. We're really excited about it. Yeah, absolutely.
If you were there on the last Scuba Radio liveaboard, you could have had a three-hour season finale. Will the boat continue to float after this week?
To shoot them in, you know, we don't have to shoot them in sequence. If we have to use that footage, we have to use that footage. Or maybe we could recreate those scenes.
That's right. Yeah, you shoot out of sequence. Exactly.
I'm getting to be less and less impressed by reality TV.
Is this like a replay of Gilligan's Island? I just want to know.
It could
three
be.
3-hour tour.
It very well could be. Yeah, so you even got a theme. It sounds remarkably similar to Gilligan's Island.
The widget would be lost.
Yes.
The widget would be lost.
Oh, that's not good. All right, so over-under is going to be from the perspective of the crew. Now, you're actually going to shoot a more traditional type of show, too. In the working title, it is Into the Drink, right?
Yeah, if you could call it traditional, I think you're right, Greg. It's kind of combining, I think, two of the things that we're not ever allowed to combine. And since I'm basically a troublemaker with a C card, I'm pretty excited about doing Into the Drink. We're really about, with that one, just immersing ourselves, for lack of a better term, in just the culture of the places we're going, places you know but you don't know, you know, and just finding out what's going on at these locations, both in the water, places you might not have ever heard of, off of islands that you've heard of, and then coming back, finding out what the local brew, what the local spirit is that's being, you know, made on the island, how to drink it, and where to drink it. You know, hang out with the locals, with, you know, some kind of distilled liquor.
Oh wait, hold on, we gotta take a break and regroup. I think I'm in on this one.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern, blue hole, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
Hi, it's Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun, though, isn't it?
Here's my close personal friend and mentor, and the guy that I just owe just about everything I have to, ladies and gentlemen, it's Greg the Dive Master Holt.
Boy, you might be legally retarded.
I don't know what that means, but Aaron, as you can see, I hang with all the big dogs when it comes to, you know, TV stars, things like that.
Clearly.
Me and Daryl were good buds. You know, he said hi to me once, and if it weren't for that restraining order, we'd still be talking today.
Oh, that's nitpicking, Greg, really.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But, okay, let's talk about this other show, Into the Drink. Basically, we have found out at Scuba Radio, and you're tapping into this as well, is that divers, when they're not diving, tend to drink like fish. So why not?
Evidently.
Why not do a little TV show that actually features some of the topside libations that divers might partake in when they're not diving at some Caribbean island or some neat out-island resort, and report accordingly on that and the diving at different destinations around the world? Is that it?
That's exactly right. It's about local libations. It's about keeping that money and supporting the local economies of these places we're going to. Think no reservations meets scuba diving with a big old bottle of Bacardi 151 thrown in.
Yes. Well, it wouldn't be Bacardi 151. It'd be more things like you'd find only, for instance, in Bimini. You might pick up a bottle of Fire in the Hole.
Exactly. You know, there's a great brewery we're checking out in Grand Turk. As a matter of fact, there's a microbrewery there. We've got stuff in Australia. We've got all over the place where they're cooking up their own special sauce. And we want to take people there. We want to get people in on the secret. You know, why does every dive trip have to be the same to the same place? Let's find some new. And there still are. You know, so there's new places to dive and new things to drink. We're going to find them.
And you're going to be getting to meet some of the locals and going out to the places where they do their drinking.
That's exactly what we want to do. It shouldn't be the same watering holes. Everything about it is we want our viewers to, then they will. You know, where in the world are these guys going to head next? What kind of nonsense are they going to get into? You know, and we just want to focus on that, you know, just a little bit of spin on the next trip. And there are still some places out there. You know, we got our feelers out, and it was amazing the response we got from scientific organizations and all kinds of places saying, "Hey, look, you know, no, I'm here. I swear to God, you know, did you know that there's this particular atoll off the coast of this island, you know, that nobody knows that only the tankers are using to anchor off of, or there's this bank off of this other particular island. Nobody's going to it, blah, blah, blah." And we said, you know what? We're going. So we're excited about it.
If I can suggest something to spice this up a little bit,
You're not afraid to suggest, and I appreciate that.
One Interpol officer with either an eye patch or half an arm who's chasing you around the world.
Bill, you said
it sounds like he has to have a peg leg, though.
Peg leg is another one there too.
Yeah, he just
watched. Parrot.
He just watched Pirates of the Caribbean on cable.
What was that rum we had?
You infer from that we don't already have somebody chasing us around the world. That's the thing.
That's a good point. Yes.
All right. So
I got warrants for the whole of the show. Go on. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's End of the Drink.
So there's Over Under, the reality TV show for the from the crew's perspective of a liveaboard, and then there's Into the Drink, which so they got two shows in production. You're going to film for both of them, at least partially, I guess, both of them there on the Turks and Caicos Explore 2 liveaboard the month of September, right?
We're really excited about it. We just want real divers to come out and take a different vacation. It's go and enjoy it. Just never mind the cameras. You know, be part of something really different and unique and groundbreaking. We want you to come out and enjoy it.
Yeah, the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard boat in itself and just the diving available to you are absolutely spectacular. Having this TV show thing going on in conjunction with your little dive vacation is really icing on the cake. It's good, could make for some good fun for sure.
If you drink, don't dive, Greg.
Well, you don't. You don't. Yeah, like I said, we don't mix the two. But when you're not diving, yeah, I you know, come on, let's admit it. Divers tend to drink like fish. I don't.
The whole point of the show. It's the whole point of Into the Drink is look. You know, there is a way to safely enjoy both of these things in the right order and under the right circumstances. Why not? Why not show how to do that the coolest way? That's exactly what we're trying to do. They do mix in the right order. Absolutely.
Well, you know, in moderation, got to be smart about it. But, you know, hey, you do what you got to do to have fun, and that's what it's all about.
You have a designated captain already.
You do. Great. That's right. You don't got to worry about all you got to be able to do is stumble back to your room.
Exactly
I don't
right.
think you have to do that, Greg. I've seen you not quite make it back there.
Oh, no, I've always made it back to my room.
I've made sure of it.
With some assistance. Yeah, maybe.
Bill shaking his head over here. No,
all right. It's liquidassets.tv. Of course, we'll keep you up to date on the whole situation. And we're going to be on the September 20th trip with the folks from Liquid
Assets.
Yeah,
we're real excited about it. Super psyched.
And Aaron may be joining us in Andros if we can work it out. We're trying to put that deal together here for Memorial Day, but we haven't confirmed it just yet.
Now, I have great news, Aaron. You know, all these great ideas. You know, while I'm there with you on the liverboard for the week, well, here's the really great news. I will, of course, not be with you on the liverboard for the week. So there's the good news, something to take away from your on-air experience.
The mermaid was either going to be Bill or Abby.
Abby.
And Abby won the competition, yes.
Thank God. Yeah, she's a scrapper. You know, I could see how she could win it. You know,
she won pants down.
Oh, all right, Aaron, I'm gonna let you go because I'm starting to get ill. Okay.
I just actually, Greg, I just threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Yes, I don't blame you.
I thought it was tails you win.
Liquidassets.tv. Check it out there on the online and join us September 20th. We'll be on that week, and of course, any of those weeks in September, you can join there and be part of the TV show. It's gonna be good fun. Good fun indeed. And, look, you know, like I said, you can't go wrong with a trip on that boat. I've been on that itinerary twice now, and, it's absolutely spectacular. Have you been over to the Turks yet?
I haven't. I thought the CEX2 was the one that went from St. Kitts to St. Martin.
Well, we're not talking about St. Kitts, St. Martin.
You keep saying
Turks and Caicos.
You say Explorer 2, but is it a different Explorer? It's not the same boat, is it?
Yeah, and, no, it's Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. Turks and Caicos.
Okay. I thought it was like Explorer 3 or 4.
No, it's Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. They have the CX. You're talking about the Caribbean Explorer 2 is in Ceiba, St. Martin. You know, they're all CX2, ENC.
They're all great.
Yeah, they're all good. Just pick one. ExplorerVentures.com. You'll know what I'm talking about. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay clue.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to StormCase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
A copy of the new Sharkwater DVD. You can go out to your local DVD retailer and buy it. Available on DVD or Blu-ray. Or you can email us your name, address, and phone number to info@scubaradio.com and do it before Friday, May 2nd at midnight. We'll put you in a drawing and announce the winner next week or the week thereafter on the big show and make someone very happy. Very cool DVD, and I encourage any diver, especially as non-diving friends, afraid of sharks, to go check this film out. It's very good stuff.
Did you hear about that scientific study, Greg, about the catch-and-release program?
Which one's that?
Remember how she was saying the catch-and-release is sort of easier on the sharks?
Yeah.
Well, especially in the catch-and-not-release program. I mean, a scientific study proves that it's far easier on the shark.
That would make sense. I'd have to look at the research on that, but yeah, I'd probably tend to.
The numbers don't lie, man. Numbers don't lie.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Hey, you know, we got a big travel schedule ahead of us right now. Literally next week, I'm going to be heading out on a liveaboard trip with Explorer Ventures again, this time on the CX1, the Caribbean Explorer 1 in the Bahamas. This is basically a little familiarization trip, as we prepare for our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise September 6th on the same boat, where we'll be diving with wild dolphins for the week. It's going to be quite spectacular. You will hear all about this in the next couple weeks on the show as we literally record Scuba Radio on the boat and get prepared for that event. And by the way, if you happen to be available May 3rd or May 10th, they are offering a special Scuba Radio rate at up to 65% off for a cabin upgrade. If you can do a last-minute trip on the CX-1, they have a few spots left for the May 3rd and May 10th sailing. If you mention Scuba Radio and dial 1-800-322-3577, you might be able to join us on the May 3rd trip, or you can go on the May 10th trip and get a free cabin upgrade, or get on the boat and get an entire cabin for yourself. Usually, if you're traveling solo, you got to have double occupancy and have to pay like double what you would pay if you were traveling, alone. So it's a big, big savings. Call them up, 1-800-322-3577. Memorial Day weekend, Scuba Radio, Scuba Bash. James is going to be there. You ready, James?
Oh, yeah, Greg, I'm ready.
Kevin is going to be on the trip with the Wild Dolphins.
September 6th.
Yep, you're fired up for that. And, Kevin, I hope you had a good time today hanging out.
It was fun.
All right, and then, of course, Pete and Scuba Board, thanks for coming. And go to scubaboard.com and post all your dirt right there. Until then, hey, look, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.